Hey, hey, hey. Welcome to another episode of Happiness in Spite Of with your life coach, Kamisha Terrell. It has been a minute. Wow, it's been a minute. It's been a minute since I last recorded, and I took a break because I had some family issues that sort of consumed me. And that's what I want to record this podcast about, because to know me is to know that I live my life out loud, hoping that the lessons I learn will be the lessons that you learn, and we can grow and be great and happy together. And my book, Happiness in Spite Of, and also this podcast, is based on the foundational steps that I believe lead to happiness in spite of whatever it is that you're going through or dealing with. And it's based on a method that I created called the Breathe Method. And the B in Breathe represents boundaries. And I realized over the last month, when I tapped into Anchor to record this podcast today, I noticed my last entry was on November 21st. And on the 28th is when my life went into this tornado whirlwind situation. And I guess it started with some small issues, and then it was coupled with the grief that I experienced around Thanksgiving time. Thanksgiving was really, really hard. It was my second Thanksgiving without my mom, but only, you know, a year and a couple months after losing her. And last Thanksgiving, I didn't cook at all because I was so grief stricken. And this Thanksgiving, I woke up and I started and I just didn't feel like it. Like, I just did not want to have Thanksgiving. I shed some tears. I talked to my support system. And then I kept it pushing for my friend, you know, for my family. And then a few days later, I got some very disturbing news about something that had happened to someone very, very close to me. And I went into protection / attack / survival / love mode. And although I practiced my self-care during this time, because self-care is just who I am now, and boundaries are who I am now on a certain scale, I was able to recognize that I set boundaries in areas that previously I would not have. Like, I gave myself days that I would not be involved. And when I did not have to be involved, I made sure that I rested. You know, I still took a bath, the things that I enjoy doing, I still journaled. But I also realized that in some ways I abandoned some of the things that I normally do, you know, such as recording this podcast. I missed some days from work. Just certain things. My mind wasn't clear. Friends that I normally talk to, I didn't talk to. So I definitely noticed some things were different. I noticed, you know, reading, coloring, those things that are part of my everyday life kind of got pushed to the side as I was handling this other person's crisis. Then it got to a point where I was losing sleep. I was having nightmares. I had low energy, and I was just angry, like just angry. I wanted to fight. I wanted to be aggressive. Like, I just was angry. And I was reminded by a friend just yesterday, you know, a couple times through this process, but yesterday I was reminded you know, to take care of myself and what's priority for me, you know, myself, my sanity, my well-being, my marriage, my children, like those are the things that I am responsible for. And to work on the things that I'm responsible for and to let go of things that I cannot control. And sometimes that can just be really, really difficult. Like it can be really difficult to let go of things, you know, first to acknowledge and accept the things that you don't have control over. And then second, to just let them go. And, you know, that friend also reminded me that they know me as the person who reads and colors when things are overwhelming. And it's like I needed to be reminded kind of who I was, because in a sense I was losing who I was, you know, to this situation, because this situation caused someone that I love very dearly to be hurt, to be affected. Their whole life changed in a matter of 24 hours. I saw them walking around with fear and anxiousness. And that really bothered me and it really made me angry. And it was hard to let go because I really wanted to change that situation for that person. So it was really, really hard to just let go and to just trust, you know, to trust the universe, to trust God. I wanted to change it and I wanted to change it with everything. And in that desire to change, I'm telling you that desire, it gets me every time, every time. Oh, it gets me every time. Desire, like it takes me on a journey, that daggone desire. But in my desire for things to be different than how they were, had me sort of forget who I am, abandon who I am, and go on the journey of attempting to create what I wanted to create. And I learned the lesson that I always learn when I go on this journey is that really I don't have control. And all I have is surrender. And whenever I can get to the place of surrender, I feel so much better. It's just that it's always a journey to get me to surrender. Kamisha. And so I sit here over a month later. We've had Thanksgiving. We've had the Christmas holiday for those who, you know, celebrated. And I just kind of want to reach out and just kind of share that experience with you guys. And I guess kind of ask, like, what are you desiring that's causing you to forget or abandon who you are? Because I believe that we're all connected. And so I'm not going through this alone. Is it desiring the relationship? You know, I think back in my marriage to times that I desired I desired my marriage, or I desired what I thought was peace, what I now know is false peace, in my home. So I abandoned who I knew myself to be in an effort to have what I thought was peace. And really what I thought was peace, which is now what I now know as false peace, was just like getting along, not arguing, not having conflict. That made me uncomfortable. You know, my husband not being angry at me or being disappointed at me, or, you know, so I thought that, well, I'll just conform and I'll just do what he wants me to do. And that means we'll have peace in our home. But what that meant was that meant that he had peace, but I did not have peace. because you can't have peace when you're not being who you are. You're not being who you're created to be. When you are not the fullest expression of you, you cannot have peace. And desire tends to take us away from being the fullest expression of who we are, because what we're desiring at the moment is what we think is going to bring us something, whether it's peace, whether it's happiness, whether it's joy, whether it's love, whatever is the object of our desire. We think that that is going to bring us happiness or peace or joy, when really what brings that is the fullest expression of who we are. And when some kind of way that is stifled or not expressed or not allowed to be expressed, we don't experience peace, joy, love, or happiness. It's just sometimes it takes us a while to realize that. And I've also had situations where to know me and follow me is to know that I've experienced spiritual abuse in my life. And I've also had situations where I was searching for an object of desire, which was connection, love, and family, which sent me to churches that appeared to have connection, love, and family, but they were just spiritually abusive. And it was because I was chasing the object of my desire. And that's why I say desire, that desire, man. And anyone who follows David Hawkins' work and knows of the map of consciousness knows that desire is one of the lower vibrational levels. If you don't know what I'm referring to, feel free to Google map of consciousness. And you'll see that desire is right between fear and anger. And desire causes a craving opposed to an accepting or an understanding, which is a higher level of consciousness, but it causes a craving. And when we chase that craving, it tends to cause us to abandon who we are. I think about my mom and how she struggled with addiction really all my life. Since before I was born, she struggled with drugs and addiction. And a lot of that is craving. You know, she craved the drug, and it caused her to be, when she was craving drugs, it caused her to be a woman very different than the woman that I knew. Because that's what desire does to us. It causes us to lose gratitude and lose trust. It takes us on a journey of abandoning who we are, forgetting who we are, or who we are no longer matters. Sometimes it causes us to hurt people. You know, I think back in my relationship, and it wasn't just my desire, but my husband also had a desire, and our desires were bumping heads against each other. You know, and it caused a lot of problems. And so I didn't know that this podcast was going to be about desire. I just let God have his way and the universe used my mouth in whatever way it needed to be used. And so I hope that it's a blessing for you today. And I hope that it opened your eyes to see what is the object of your desire. What is it that you're craving? What is it that you are seeking? And I don't think that it's a bad thing to want things. You know, I don't think it's a bad thing to have goals. I think goals are great. I think that they just become problematic when we forget who we are. We abandon who we are. We're no longer doing things that we used to do because of that desire. And I think, you know, and my desire looked good. A lot of people told me, well, you have to be there for that person. And, you know, and that's awesome that you're there for them. And it's awesome that you're helping them. And I don't regret it one bit, you know, and I definitely think that it was good. And I'm grateful for my growth, because at one time I would not have still taken care of myself during the process. So I'm grateful that I still took baths. I'm grateful that I still attempted to read. I'm grateful that I still did my guided visualizations, and I still listened to my meditations as I fell asleep. And I'm grateful that I talked to friends, and I still found time to journal. So I definitely am grateful. Excuse me. I'm definitely grateful for the growth. Excuse me, that I experienced during this process, but I also am grateful for the lesson that I learned during this process. And I'm grateful for, excuse me, thank you. I'm only human. My mouth gets dry when I talk. Not to mention it's like 7:18 in the morning. But I'm also grateful for the friend who knew me well enough to know that I was not being myself, who reminded me who I was when I didn't remember who I was. I'm grateful for the friend who told me multiple times, "You're different. You seem angry. You're not normally angry. I know you to be peace. I know you to be strength. I know you to be joy. I know you to be understanding. Who is this person that stands before me? Because I don't know this person." And I'm grateful to my friend for loving me enough and knowing me enough to remind me who I was. Because just that reminder, and it wasn't a chastising, it wasn't harsh, it wasn't a get yourself together. It was just, "Hey, I noticed this." And that was enough to bring me back to light. That was enough to remind me, because we all are love. We all are joy. We all are happiness. It's just life has happened in some kind of way we've forgotten. We've forgotten that we are whole. You know, like life has caused us to tell ourselves stories that we are something or someone different. And part of the journey is just remembering who we are. And so I'm grateful for the friend who knew me well enough and who loved me enough to remind me of who I am. And so I encourage you today to just check your desires. Maybe you don't have any, you know, and that's awesome. And if not, then check your friends. Do you see them being someone that different than who you know them to be or who you know them to want to be? You know, I was reminded several times of all the work that I put into being different, you know, put into overcoming my depression, all the work I put into becoming the woman that I am, the woman that I am today. And those reminders were helpful, because all I could see was my desire from the person close to me's pain to stop, the desire for my pain to stop, the rage that I felt, the revenge that I desired. That's all I could see, because someone close to me was hurting. And even the feelings of helplessness that I felt made me want to do something. And this person was looking to me to do something. This person was saying, "Help, help, help." And I got caught up in trying to help. And as always, when I surrendered, things begin to work out. So thank you for allowing me to share my life with you. I hope in some kind of way it was helpful. I hope it allowed you to examine your own objects of desire, your own life, who you are, where you're going, what you desire to do. And that's it for today. Maybe. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. I love you. I love you. I love you. Make it a great day. Love yourself as I love you.